This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Louisiana law that blocked marriages with immigrants unable to produce a birth certificate was blocked by a federal judge. About 215,000 infants die each year of rotavirus, almost half of them in four countries, India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. A new vaccine may be able to impact this diarrheal disease. An attacker at the Parliament in London killed four and injured dozens in what police assumed was an incident inspired by international terrorism. In a speech on terrorism to world diplomats, Secretary of State Tillerson noted that over the past year, under the Obama administration, the flow of foreign fighters into Iraq and Syria has dropped more than 90%, and that 75% of the Islamic State's online propaganda has been eliminated. Emily's List, the national organization dedicated to advancing women in politics, has been contacted by more than 10,000 women saying that they were going to run for state and local offices in the 4 months since Election Day. Supreme Court has rejected a standard that disabled children can be taught at a minimum standard under the Disabilities Education Act, arguing that such a de minimis standard is like no education at all. Although more than 4,000 black men, women, and children were lynched from 1877 to 1950, Congress failed to pass a bill that would specifically punish lynching and mob violence. AT&T has joined some European firms in pulling its ads off of Google's YouTube because of placement issues involving hate speech and other offensive material damaging their brands. The feds are investigating North Korea's possible role in the theft of $81 million that Bangladesh had on account at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York when the SWIFT system was compromised and the money ended up in the Philippines. Banks were also attacked in Vietnam and Ecuador. Peabody Energy, the coal and lead company, in its bankruptcy will leave a cleanup bill of over $2 billion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.